I'm going to read a psalm before we change the order of our service. You know, I have a watch that has an alarm clock on it, and I set it for 10:02, just so I'd remember. And so I'm right on the ball tonight. Take note. Okay. I heard an expression one time, if your Christianity does not begin at home, it hasn't begun at all. That was Adrian Rogers. He was a preacher I heard on the radio some time ago. But that really spoke to me. If your Christianity hasn't begun at home, then it hasn't begun at all. You know, that's where we need to serve Jesus first of all. We heard tonight about when we really come to know the love of Jesus, it enriches our relationship with our wives. We learn to love them as Christ loved the church. That's what the Apostle Paul taught us. And then we learn to love our children and to be a father and to be a mother to them. You know, children are a gift from God. The world doesn't look at it that way, but the Bible makes that very clear. Children are a gift from God. Where's that psalm that says that children are a heritage of the Lord? And I just read that the other day, and I should know it, and I'm sure there's someone here that knows it too, right? Yeah. Psalm 127. Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh but in vain. He's not talking about building a natural edifice, but he's talking about your household. He's talking about your life. Jesus talked about building your house on the rock or building your house on the sand. Either you're building your life on the foundation of Jesus Christ and his word, or you're building on shifting sand. And when the trials come and the difficulties arise, you're not able to stand. You're not able to handle them. When the enemy attacks your home and your family, there's a great loss because we have no foundation, no solid rock to stand upon. And then it says, it's vain for you to rise up early and to sit up late. That's called burning the candle on both ends. You're wasting your time. It doesn't really accomplish much if you get up early and you work all day trying to provide, trying to solve your problems, and then you stay up late at night worrying about the problems that you're trying to solve. Doesn't do you any good to eat the bread of sorrows, for so he giveth his beloved sleep. When you let the Lord build your house, when you let the Lord build your life, you can rest. You can commit your concerns to him, and you can get a good night's rest knowing that while you're sleeping, he's working, and that he loves your family more than you ever could. He loves your children more than you ever could, and he knows how to reveal himself to them and to help them in their need. And then he goes on and says, lo, children are an heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. Do we think of our children like that? Well, that's what the Bible says about it, that our children are a blessing from God. They're gifts from God. God has entrusted them to us, and we have a great responsibility before God to invest in their lives and to teach them godliness, to be an example to them and a blessing, to pray for our children and to show to them the love of Christ. As arrows are in the hand of mighty men, so are children, the children of thy youth. Happy is the man that hath his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but they shall speak with the enemies in the gate. You know, God wants us to look at our children as an extension of our own lives and ministries. One day I won't be here any longer, but I trust my children will still be around. And the things that I've invested in their life, the things that I've taught them about Jesus, and the example that by God's grace I have set, and that will continue on through their lives, and God will give them opportunities to be a blessing. They'll be able to touch lives that I would never have ever come in contact with. And God will use them in greater ways than he's been able to use me. That's our prayer. You know, husband and wife can come together, but it's only God that creates life. And if conception takes place and God gives us life, then we recognize that's his gift. And we learn to cherish that which is precious to him, and to believe that God will fulfill his purpose in each and every one. I like the picture of the arrow, right? You can shoot that arrow far, far into the future, into areas where you couldn't reach yourself. But God will, through our children, will continue to glorify his name and cause his kingdom to come and his will to be done. We heard about that tonight. What a blessing it is to see the children that come to camp, and how God meets them. And then they grow up to be young men and women that love the Lord, and they learn to serve him here at camp and in other places. And then God gives them families of their own. And then they begin to teach their children how precious Jesus is, and that the greatest call over their life is to serve him with all their hearts. And it just goes on from generation to generation, and that's how God gets his will done in this world, and that's how he causes his kingdom to come. Praise God. And so I just thought, well, the Lord was talking to us about some of these things, and that might be a good psalm to take to heart. Maybe you want to read that again before you go to bed, and just give the Lord an opportunity to speak to you. Oh God, don't let me try to build my own life and make my own plans and pursue my own goals, but teach me to let the Lord build the house. Yes. Don't let me try to solve my own problems in my own strength, but teach me how to trust Jesus, to commit everything to him. He can do a much better job with these things than I ever could. Praise God. And you'll see, as we turn things over to him, God will begin to work. He doesn't force himself on us. He waits for us to see our need of him and to invite him and then to believe him. Praise God. Amen. So it's time to close. Let's sing a song yet, and then we'll change the order of our service. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Do we have the song, how about Only to Be What He Wants Me to Be? That's here in a white book. 34. Thank you. Number 34 in the white book. Let's make that our prayer as we bring the service to a close. Together, and we'll sing that third verse. And it's easy when you're standing. When the song is over, you can leave. You won't even have to get up. Verse 3.
Living for Jesus, surrendered and true, every moment of every day, walking with only his pleasure. picture in view. Every step of this pilgrim way, just to be playing the potter's hand, ready to do what his word commands. Only to be what he wants me to be.
The Lord bless you. God be with you. You're dismissed.